Ask Catherine. Was hoping you could comment on the Canadian real estate market. I'm in my late 20s and I'm based in a smaller community, a ferry ride away from Vancouver. I'm struggling about whether or not I should get into the local real estate market. We've experienced a correction of about 25% at the top end, which hasn't fully recovered. However, the entry level has just moved sideways for the past 7 to 8 years. A brand new single family house can be purchased in the low 400s and an older single family home in the low 300s. We've had a significant development of condos and the market seems to be bursting with them, and they can sell below the 200s. With interest rates so low, there are opportunities to pick something up for less than the cost of renting. I work out of province May through October, so I wouldn't be looking to move into my purchase, but rather rent it out. Comments. I have November through April free, so I've given serious thought to purchasing an empty lot and hiring a friend to build a house with me. I don't know if there, is potential for profit in a spec house, but it could be a great education. I hold a core position in precious metals and currently carry no debt. I continue to save up my cash, and I'm not sure whether I should jump in real estate or wait for the next correction in the stock market or something else entirely. Please let me know what you think, and thank you and the Solaria team for everything you do. There's simply no better source in the world for what's really going on than the Solaria reports. Thanks again. Thank you. Very kind words. I'm not familiar with the Vancouver real estate market, but I will tell you one thing. Unless the Fukushima problem is a problem from Vancouver, some say it is, I don't know. But other than that, Vancouver has a great future. It has a great economic future for many different reasons, including the sort of connections in Asian and the amount of Asian money that's going to continue to come into Vancouver. So I think Vancouver is a great long-term investment, subject to the, make sure you check out what the Fukushima impact is, if any. I think the idea of building your own, it has tremendous potential. Those skills are invaluable. So if I was in your age range, I would give very serious thought to building it yourself, buying a lot and building it yourself. It also means you can make a house that is very resilient and efficient. So you can take a look at what permaculture teaches you about how to build a house. A lot of the energy efficient things, heating by the, you know, solar windows. Anyway, so I would definitely explore that. Make sure if you do that you really invest properly in the design and make sure you've paid attention to what's marketable in terms of both using the property for rent or when and if you want to sell it. You think you might not sell it, but I assure you the day will come. So generally, the other thing is I think the U.S. administration will do very aggressive things to get the housing market heated up, and that will also impact Canada. So if anything, I would be relatively optimistic about real estate in Vancouver. I also think the biggest concern I have for young people is that they get shut out of the market. So I would research and I would design, and then I would keep an eye. I might buy a lot before the fall. I'd keep an eye. I'd wait to see what happens in the fall because I think we're going to have a very interesting September and October. But I'd be looking to buy in the, you know, when prices are down, and particularly in the winter months. And I'm assuming that's true for Vancouver. Catherine, I just watched USA Watchdog with Greg Hunter. Men open our mouth, we should be listening. Anyway, if you go back home on Interstate 80, our home is in Elko, Nevada. We have a good Bosque restaurant, The Star. Wife and I would like to buy you lunch or dinner, if possible. Oh, it's too bad. I just came across that through Nevada, and I wish I had known because I would have stopped. I'm going back on the southern route, but I'll be back in 2016. I'm going to keep your information, and I will let you know when I come through. I'd love to do that. It sounds wonderful. Dear Catherine, can you tell us your definition of what you refer to as a central banking warfare model? Yes. The central banking warfare model is the Western economic model that has been predominant for 500 years. The central banks print fiat currency, and then the Navy and military of the related to the central bank, make sure everybody takes the fiat paper, or if they try and create alternative paper, they stop them from doing it. It's pretty simple. Dear Catherine, after having observed the media for many years, I believe that the powers that be can get all of the major media outlets to broadcast whatever stories they want us to know about, and also get all of these same outlets to not report to us on any of the stories they don't want us to know about. In your opinion, is that accurate? Well, I would say it's 80 to 90% accurate. You have to remember Leonard Cohen's line, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. So certainly the media's got progressively more and more controlled over the last 50 years. It's been a long, slow process. If you want to get a real flavor of the machine turning on and off, watch the documentary about the Dixie Chicks problems when they came out, when the lead singer came out against the war in Iraq in London in 2004. Anyway, that documentary will give a good sense of how the machine turns on and off.